We're going to start the bloody thing.
Everybody wake up.
Time to wake up. Time to start the day. Wake up late with Dougie. He is the only
wake
way.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late. Everybody.
Wake up late.
Wake up.
It's late.
Time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie. Wake up late with Dougie.
It's time to wake up.
Wake up late with Dougie. What rhymes with Dougie? He's just so funny.
It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Live from Danger Studios. Coral Springs and now you know.
We're the hottest show in
this
place.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
Wake up late.
Now everybody.
I said one, two, three. Everybody wake up.
Live from Danger Studios in Coral Springs, Florida. It's the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. Starring Dougie Almeida. Now, let's start the show.
Thank you, Elgin. Welcome to the Wake Up Late with Dougie show. I am Dougie Almeida, and it is Monday, February 25th. I'm here in Danger Studios. Brianna B is with me.
I am.
And our guest in the studio, Ben Rosenfeld.
Hey, what's up? You said that February 25th was very dramatic. I was like, should I know what February 25th is?
Yes. It's
Remember.
It's Sound Tinny Day. I feel like I sound tinny on my mic. I don't know what the hell is going on. Oh, that's
well. The song was catchy. That song made me forget all the traffic I was
that
in.
Is,
so
that
now
is
I'm
the,
ready to rock,
dude. That is the longest intro to a podcast in history at this moment.
But you either gain or lose the most listeners. It's TBD.
Yeah, exactly. So I can't enough of this podcast. But it's a catchy tune, and our boy Elgin David wrote it and sang it, produced it, and we like it. Anyway, welcome to the show. We open the show. It's about an hour-long podcast. We open the show with basically about a half-hour discussion about whatever the hell's going on. You're a guest today, so I want to find out a little about you. And then what's odd about it, since the last time we met in New York.
Yeah, we've met in New York a few times, I believe.
And I don't know what's wrong, but you look younger to me. Are you a vampire?
I'll take that as a compliment. It must be having a 10-month-old that's made me just look younger somehow.
Lack of sleep just really does something for you.
Yeah, it just makes you. It's like a fine wine. You age, reverse aging.
No joke. This is your first, your first child.
First and last, yes.
Oh, wow. Kids make an impression on you.
No, she's great. It just, but like
a 10-month-old, like fuck this. I've never.
We're done. I'm out. Drop the mic. No, it's like it's the opposite. She's like so easy, you know. Yeah. Like she started sleeping 12 straight hours from 9 weeks old.
Oh wow.
She still sleeps the whole night every night. She like. Doesn't cry or anything unless like she really needs something, and then it's still only for a little bit. So it's like we're not. If we had a second one, there's no way they'd beat us good. So why fuck with
gotcha.
It?
You don't want to press your luck here.
Yeah, quit while you're ahead.
Plus, it's she's as easy as a baby gets, but I can't imagine having a 3-year-old running around and dealing with this baby, which is super calm.
Yeah, because sometimes people want to have a baby right away again. That's like having dogs the same age. Yeah, you know, I don't know if that
Did
makes
you just
sense.
Just call my baby a dog.
No, I'm trying to make an analogy, but you know,
nice to be a guest. I feel so.
But that's
welcome.
But that's not, see, I don't have any kids. I had parents. You know what I mean? I had to take care of parents most of my adult life. So then once my parents are gone, I'm like, fuck that.
Well, you're lucky. You got to wait till being an adult before you had to take care of your parents.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You don't just learn as a Marine say, learning by fire.
I mean, I feel I've been the grown up in some of those relationships since I was very young.
Yeah. How old are you?
34.
All right.
I have to think about it. I'm just old enough that I have to think about how old I am.
I thought maybe having a 10-month-old, you're going to go 34 and a half.
Yeah. I like stopped thinking about it. I turned 21 and I'm like, I can drink alcohol legally. That's all I need to know.
Yeah, what do you need to, you know, rent a car? You can't rent a car.
Well, actually, like when I turned 25, I think 25 is probably the age that I'm not 25 anymore, but that's where I'm going to stay forever.
I got you.
Because
and your
car
insurance goes down.
Oh,
yeah.
God.
Big
that
drop
was
in
amazing.
The car insurance when you turn 25. You know, I heard, though, by the way, when kids are young and they're good, they become they're the opposite when they're adolescent.
Are you putting a danger curse on me right now?
I don't. Is that a curse? You've
called my child a dog and you've cursed me. I've been here 3 minutes. I sat in 2 hours of traffic for this.
Yeah, it's called the curse of the dog wagging tail. I don't know.
Wow. Okay.
Obviously, you better hope I do my curses better than I do my talking about my curses. See, that's how bad of a witch I am. When I try to do a curse, I probably gave Bri a curse here. You know that she's going to grow a penis. I don't know what happened.
Is that a curse?
In some places, that's
like
a good
that
thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you never leave home.
I don't know. Would I be considered? Never mind.
You'd
I'm
be
not
a hermaphrodite.
I honestly, there's some good porn for that, so that at least I could make a living.
While we're on the subject matter, if in fact you had a penis there right next to your vajayjay, your woman, you know, your woman, I don't know, the lovely vagina, as they call it, a good word for it, I guess, would you try to, as they...
I mean, I probably would.
You had, right?
Like, knowing that I, like, I feel like a dude would definitely... And
yeah,
I'd probably be
definitely.
Part dude at that point.
There's
so
plenty of guys that hurt themselves trying to suck their own dick.
I would probably do that too. Right? I'm not like if I got to turn into a guy for a day, that's the first thing I would do is figure out how to get a blowjob.
Yeah.
I mean, as a woman, like I'm always trying to get a blowjob. So,
right.
You know,
yeah.
Just the
wow.
Much easier not choking on something version.
Wow. See, well, how you going to answer that? Nah, yeah, that, but see, I'm a married guy, so those are, I'm dying, you know what I mean? By the way, speaking of sex, in a sense, any thoughts on our by Robert Kraft, who got caught here in Palm Beach?
Oh, boy.
No, wasn't it Hollywood, Florida?
No, it was in the Palm Beach area, I think, Jupiter area.
Jupiter, that's right. Okay, yeah.
That's where the retirees are. That's what you got confused.
Yeah.
No, wait, Jupiter, they have a university there, right? Florida Atlantic?
Yeah, FAU.
That's in Boca, yeah.
No, they have one in Jupiter.
They got a satellite, the
smart,
but the main
campus
is
I performed at the satellite one before.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did
not see any massage parlors on my drive from the airport.
Oh, I was going to say, well, you don't have a keen eye like I do.
Is that why you married an Asian woman?
We didn't meet there. I mean, she owns the place, but she's never been there. I go her after the money. You know, I'm not just going to grab. I'm not going to marry a woman who's had more dick in her hand than I have of my own. You know what I mean? She's touching.
Way to throw in on my own.
On my own.
Way to save that. That was kick-saving
yeah,
beauty.
I was on a roll there for a second, realized this is going in the wrong direction. And I had to call an audible in the middle of my statement. But thanks for catching.
Audible, way to bring that back to Robert Kraft. That
well,
was
exactly.
Football.
It's
Boom.
A football. Thank
he
you.
He's a good host. That is seamless.
I didn't know I did it, but I happened to do
You're
it.
You're welcome. Just take credit. Don't
I will.
Pretend
course,
you knew.
Of course I'm going to take credit for that. But you know what I mean? Like, listen, I've been to them. I have it part of my. I've been to them when I was a fighter and I used to train like my ass off. I went to them because first it was referred, like in any good situation, somebody refers you to one. And then I went through that state where I was nervous to go because you hear the stories about the FBI breaking into the place when you're getting a fucking handy by some. Oh no! And they take her away, and you're sitting there like a fucking.
That's gonna
duck.
Be the hour.
Yeah, and then they got a camera. Can you imagine? You got a camera going. You're sitting there with your dick out, like, oh, I thought I was getting a massage. You know what I mean? And you say the stupidest things I would imagine when that happens, where you get busted in.
I didn't know. I had no idea.
Yeah,
this is
my pants fell off. And
this is the first celebrity sex tape nobody wants to see.
No, somebody wants to see it.
Yeah, well, his wife died. You know, that's not, this guy's
oh,
wife.
Oh, he doesn't even have a wife?
No.
Oh, so who gives a shit?
That's what
I didn't
saying.
Even know that. I
this
I
guy's
just
wife
he had
died
a wife.
Of cancer like 6-8 years ago, something like that.
Oh.
So this guy should what be, he mean? Should have a fucking oh. membership. You know, this guy should have a membership at a place like this.
He probably
see,
does. Like, that's the problem.
I was, when I saw the story, I just read the headline, because
right.
you don't need to read that much. I was right. gleeful. Oh, they finally caught the Patriots cheating at something, red-handed cheating. But he doesn't have a
it
wife.
Doesn't even cheat.
It's not
yeah.
even,
no.
I
yeah.
went with,
who gives a shit,
my
then?
Joke was on the deflated ball thing. My joke on that when it happened was like, hey, did something happen with, again, another story about New England Patriots having deflated balls? You know, but listen, I've been to these things, and you have to get, so now, I guess they, here's the thing. I don't know if they busted the place. And then they put cops in there to do the work. I don't think so. I think they kept the poor girls there. They said, look, you're not going to get deported, but you got a hand. We're going to have a camera up here. Don't look at it.
I
okay,
would rather
I know,
go
look.
Back to China.
Yeah. Oh,
you
no,
can't.
They're Korean. They're all North Korean. Yeah. Kamsahamnida. If you're ever in one, by the way, and you get a handy, just Kamsahamnida. That's Korean for thank you very much.
Oh, I thought that was saying come so hardy.
I was like, wow,
like
what are we?
Korean.
Listen,
whoa.
I love my innuendos, but that's not the one I was using.
Okay, two on is, the nose for Doug.
It is come so hamida. All right? And then if you want to bow to them and say, thank you, master.
I really Sabanin. Don't think that that's...
I guarantee
that
it.
Sounds...
No, I this is Korean. I studied Korean martial arts. Come so hamida is how you say... how you say thank you.
Kamsahamnida.
Kamsahamnida. You get it. No,
sounds
serious.
Dirty.
It does sound.
It sounds so dirty.
I will say
dirty.
This, by the way, in the Asian massage parlors, if you're ever in an Asian massage parlor, you know, look around for cameras first. But if you're ever in an Asian massage parlor, yeah, I always did when I was in there. I was like James Bond. I'm looking around like moving shit and acting like I have my cell phone light on.
They can do infrared cameras now real easy for real cheap. Like, even if it's perfectly pitch black.
Yeah.
Because I have a baby, so the baby camera, yeah, you can see it in the dark. And you see everything, so,
but yeah.
So that wouldn't help if I said, "Hey, I want all the lights off."
Yeah.
They're still going to see me sitting there going.
All the scumbags listening.
Yeah,
that's not going to help you.
Don't you ain't going to get that way.
Just wear a paper bag over your head while you get a handy.
Yeah.
Then they can't prove it was you.
You're the unknown fucking.
That's a weird. That would sell on porn sites too, though. That's a weird niche, but there's.
I like
that
you know all
the
porn site niches.
Yeah, she gives herself away every once in a while. She's like, she's a nice girl, and then you find out all this information.
Here's the ever disappointing thing about it. I would like to think if I was a billionaire,
right,
I would at least have the masseuse come to me.
But here's the thing. I was telling you, like, when I was fighting, I used to train. So I would go there because I would go to other massage places, and they would be horrible. I would need a really good massage. I don't want some school kid working on me, you know, and then you get there. So
the
I go there.
The little Asian woman gets
no,
in all
no, but dude, they are. Yeah. Have you ever had a shiatsu massage?
I've had, like, regular deep tissue massages.
Right.
Happy ending.
No. But you don't go from deep tissue to happy ending.
It's like a like a starting pitcher and a closer.
There's a
different,
better segue
different
between
skill
the two.
Sets.
I don't know if I would make reference to baseball, but I'm just saying, like, the massage is unbelievable. Like, in other words, they have a pole on the top of the bed, and they'll climb on the pole and they'll stand on your back. And they'll use their heels and dig into those parts of your lower back.
Had that. That sounds great.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. They would then they get on their toes and your spine, and then they next thing you, oh, my fucking chiropractor. You know what I mean? And you feel good. So it's serious. You know what I'm saying? And it's a great massage. And yeah, of course, if somebody wants to, okay, thanks. You know what I mean? It's worth it. You know, $80 an hour, and it's a great massage. And of course, and sometimes it doesn't always happen. You know, sometimes they ask, and you can say no.
You could. I mean,
technically, you could say no. But it's a great massage. So I used to go all the time,
he went earlier today.
That's why he's so relaxed right now.
Yeah, my wife has me on the iPhone Finder now, so if I want to go to one, it's got to be next to a Home Depot or a gym. No, but I don't got the money for that anymore. I'm a comic, dude. So. Anyway,
I like that. That's what's stopping him from continuing.
It's not the fact that I'd be cheating on my wife. It's just I don't have the money. I'd be a drug addict too if I can afford cocaine. No, we'll say this. Do you vape? You don't smoke. You're a clean cut guy.
I'll take a little marijuana.
Oh, will you?
It helps me sleep. I can't function on it. Like there's people that are like wake up and just go about their day high.
Yeah, can't do it.
I wish I could. If I take a hit or two, I'm just like woo.
Mm-hmm.
It's time to go to sleep, and I wake up more refreshed than anything, but not
really good night's sleep.
Yeah, but not like there was a point where it was almost every night. I'm like, I don't want to have to smoke to fall asleep well.
Yeah,
right.
But occasionally,
yeah, you don't want to take heroin to feel good. You know, it's all the same. I may be quitting. I had a vape pen. I'm wheezing like I'm a bad clarinet player in the middle of the night. I can't sleep. I have to cough up, which turns to be like a chickle of fucking snot that just tickling in my, you know what I mean? It's not like you have a cough. Ugh, you cover it.
This is
like, you know what I mean? It's like trying to, it's like trying to flick a piece of tape off your
finger. I don't
want to
know, like, after that.
You know, you can't cough it out. And it's just breath. These vape pens, you're breathing in like watered air, right? Isn't that bad? Like, isn't that like what leads to pneumonia? Isn't that lead to like all kinds of shit?
I thought the vape pens were supposed to be more healthy than
what they say.
One hitters or bong or
bowls
or whatever.
Burning flower versus doing vape. Everybody loves the vape. Every time I vape, though, I feel again I get this wheezing thing going on. I feel like this is not good for me.
Probably because it could go in deeper, you know. Because like if it's just a one hitter,
right,
it hits your throat and you kind of stop,
right.
Whereas that vape pen's so smooth,
it
just
goes.
Yeah, you just keep going.
Like the difference between smoking a cigarette or smoking a hookah.
Yeah.
You know, like it just gentles or smooths it out. So it goes all the way in and you're smoking it for an hour. You don't even realize how much you're taking in. There's so much nicotine in those, you know, like you're basically getting like nicotine poisoning for every hour of hookah you smoke.
Although I would argue if you smoke like hookah once a month and say that's like smoking 10 packs of cigarettes versus smoking two cigarettes every day, going through the same amount.
Mm-hmm.
Your body's better off just having one bad hit and recovering than like constant low level poisoning.
I would say so. Yeah.
Yeah. Here on the Dr. Dougie show.
In my opinion,
I don't know. I'm just feeling like at that point, I had a wake up call. My brother was in the hospital today, and he's something with his heart, you know. And they went in, they put the stent all the way up his leg to see what's going on because he's having, And I'm thinking, shit, at any moment, something can happen. You know, you don't know what the fuck's going on. I don't want to add to the potential. You know what I mean? I want to add to the potential of this going on. I don't know. So I'm just saying. Anyway, when it comes to, again, Robert Kraft, I don't know. I don't know how to feel about the guy. I don't care. We were talking about it today. Like, something like that happened. It was like, he's going to lose sponsors. He's going to lose something. I don't think so. You know? Hey, can you let the dog?
Sure.
I gotcha.
Yeah. You got it.
Oh. Yeah. All right. Let's do this. My dog is not in a show mood.
It's weird. He's so moving.
My dog is like usually when you go to a college football game, it's the mascot running around.
Right. Yeah. He was coming licking me. It was good.
Yeah. Little whiny bastard. My dog's getting old. He's like moaning. He's getting vocal. You know? He's like,
maybe he went to get a massage.
He's got
all excited. We're talking about massages, and he's like,
He said it to the local Asian massage parlor. But I'm telling you, they're great massages, man. So it's, you know what I mean? It's like a, you can't go wrong. And I don't know. I don't see. There was something on the sign with him that it said table washes. Like you get, and some people ask with that, I guess you never had
a
table.
Like a sponge bath?
Yeah. You basically sit on this table, of course, that has one of those like things you put on when you're sliding down a fucking slipping slide.
Like a Turkish bath?
I don't know what the Turkish bath is, but basically what happens, so you lay it, you get naked, right? And you usually start face down, and then the Asian girl puts her boots on. She's got like water boots, and she goes in the shower area with you, and then she starts pouring hot water over you and stuff, and then pours it all over you, and then you wish, God, I really hope I didn't take a shit today. You know what I mean? I don't want to have embarrassing. Any rate, so then you're in there, and they put the water, and then she soaps you down. She gets a sponge thing and cleans your whole body, right? Scrubs in there and everything real good. Gets everything clean and flips you over. Hopefully grabs a different sponge. and then rubs and cleans you up.
Kind of like if as a early 20-year-old, if you dated a woman who was like in her 40s, 50s, and she likes to. Yep. You've had that experience.
But I'll tell you what, man. I've had it done. It's great. They don't sit there and, they wash your penis. They don't neglect your penis. They actually clean it nice. They spend more time on my penis than I do when I shower. I want my wife to walk in. You chuck up. No, honey, I'm just cleaning my dick.
I'm making it nice for you.
Yeah,
honey.
Your wife dick shames you in the shower.
Sometimes she does, yeah. How long are you married now, Ben?
2 years.
All right, well then, see, there you go. You have no idea yet. But you have a baby now that's going to deflect a lot of that shit.
Maybe.
You know?
I don't know.
So you have a baby girl.
Yes.
Name?
Eliana.
Wow. Eliana. After?
My grandpa, Yefim. We did the Jewish thing where you take the same first letter and do a different name.
Oh, yeah.
Because it'd be weird to name a girl Yefim.
Yefima, that would have been nice.
Yeah?
It's kind of weird.
We try to find a name that was like unique but not weird enough where you just get picked on for like...
That's got to be hard.
Yeah, it was either Eliana or Esther, but my wife's brother came up with Esther the Molester.
Ooh.
So we're like, all right, that's done. If he thought of it, the kids are going to think of it.
Yep. That's good to have.
Eliana only rhymes with marijuana, which isn't even
that's
bad.
That's not bad.
I mean, yeah, that's fine.
I mean, we call her Smelliana because she smells sometimes.
Well, until she understands what you're saying about her.
Yeah, we still might.
You might. You know, mom.
It builds character.
Yeah, a little early. Learn them how to deal with stuff early.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
What's up, Johnny Mandratia? Mike. Yeah, buddy. Mike's doing good, man. He's out of this test. They were mentioned because of something like that. So, back to the table showers. I'm only kidding. But
this feels like this podcast is sponsored by the local sex dungeon.
Not yet. We're working on it.
That's why we're doing all this.
But thank God your daughter was not Icelandic or because in Iceland you name your kid after you, like your name is Ben, so your son would have to be Benson. Okay. And then you give them their first name based on your last name.
Well, Russians kind of like that, where the middle name and like how they call you is like son of Alex.
Right.
So it'd be like Boris Alexandrovich, Ben, son of Alex.
Yeah. Well, that's it's hard enough to come up with a name. Now you got to find. Well, it's got to be the second syllable of the. I don't know. So I'm not Jewish. I don't know the Jewish faith. You're Jewish?
Yes.
Full Jewish.
Yeah.
Not Jewish. Is that possible?
Full Jewish, but I don't believe in God. So I think that makes me more regular Jewish.
You don't believe in God? How do your parents feel about that? They don't care? They're good with it?
Yeah, that's...
Yeah?
They'd rather I not believe in God and not do comedy. I think comedy is worse than God, not God.
Let's get this straight. Oh, we have no problem with you, son, not believing in God. But this comedy thing...
It's fine you don't go to temple, but do you have to go to the comedy club?
You can think there's no God, but can you please be professor?
No knock-knock joke. That's funny, dude. My parent, I don't think my father did when I was fighting. My father, before he died.
Is this boxing or UFC? Or?
Muay Thai.
Okay.
Professional, like Muay Thai. So,
professional. Okay.
Yeah, there was pro, Florida, a lot of Florida, Southeast is pro, and there was pro-am fights. And usually the pro-am fight would be, you know, what ended up happening, a couple of my fights, you get to see tape of your fight, who you're going to fight, and they watch me kick a guy's head, you know, and they're like, oh, no, we'll wear headgear. And then you're, fuck, I hated wearing headgear. Sometimes if the other fighter wants to wear headgear, you got to wear headgear. That was part of it. It was sanctioned, you know, for the insurance purposes.
Oh, boy.
Which kind of sucked. But, what the fuck I was talking about anyway.
I don't know. Hi, yeah. Randy, by the way.
Yeah, what's up, Randy Vega? What's going, buddy? But my father said, you know, after one of my last fights, he goes, I don't want you to fight anymore. He goes, you get kicked in the head, you know, you're dope, you know, you don't know what you're doing. It's not worth whatever you're earning to do it. And that was it.
Now, may I ask what a professional Muay Thai fighter in South Florida makes per fight?
You'd have to put on some gloves and some headgear to find out.
No. Is this the only way I get paid for the podcast? Look, the podcast is a guest spot. But if you do the fighter thing.
Yeah, matter of fact, you're every time. 5 second guest, 5 minute guest spot. No, you would anywhere at best $1,200 for $500 to $300.
And you usually train what, like for 6 months before a
at
fight?
Least. Or is it
Yeah. So like two a year max.
Jesus.
I had a string where I fought once every 4 months, 5 months, something like that.
Okay.
But
that three a year is like the maximum. That's.
But I'm an artist, healthy. Dude. I wasn't fighting for the money.
I mean, obviously, nobody's fighting
for
the money.
But
at that price.
It was all about. I actually started doing it because the guy who trained me says, because I would train with the guys in this thing and I reffed. I was an ISKA ref, and these guys were talking shit, and I'm watching them going, you fuck, stop. My. And then actually, I said, you know what? I want to get in shape. This is an excuse to get in shape.
Yeah,
and I got in shape, and I had a strength coach, started fighting, going to Asian massage parlors for therapy. It was a good, I don't know, I was my own trainer, but actually I had my buddy Don Matthews, who was my Dan Matthews, who was my strength coach. Awesome dude, learned a lot from that guy. Thank you, buddy. I never was a strong. That's where always dangerous came from, because after all my fights, I'm 5'9", I'm fighting guys 6'5", 250, mm-hmm. And he goes, that's a dangerous man. Miss you, buddy.
I thought it was some weird comedy thing, but that makes way more sense.
Right.
I was kind of wondering.
The old owner of the New York Comedy Club in Boca used to say, you have to come up with something that makes the story about that. Otherwise, why are you saying it? I'm like, you're right. I don't say it anymore. I don't want to talk about that. Hey, speaking of sports, I wonder how you guys feel about this. Back in the news today, there's a couple male transgender athletes in high school that are winning every track meet.
So wait.
Oh, against the girls?
Yeah.
Okay, so it's male to female.
They're males. They're males that identify as females.
Did they get the final operation or no?
Well, as teenagers, I don't think they're able to.
If you're 18.
But have they been doing hormones?
I'd have to ask. I don't know what they did on their prom, okay? Two male runners are continuing to dominate in high school's girl track in Connecticut. High school juniors Terry Miller and Andrea.
We're in Connecticut. I grew up in Connecticut.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You ever race against a transgender? A Yearwood took first and second place in the state open indoor track championships.
I don't know. It's such a complicated subject, I feel like.
Associated Press noted in the report on Sunday, both Miller and Yearwood are biological males who identify as transgender girls.
I think, look, if you're transgender... good for you. Do what you want. But the competing in sports thing, that's a...
It's cheating.
I mean, not necessarily.
Especially if you still have the equipment.
Yeah.
I mean, in this case...
You
got to
wear different track shorts. That's unfair.
I mean, in this case, like, they're super, super young. So they obviously, like, they definitely haven't had the surgery. And they're probably not on hormones yet because, I mean...
They're guys.
They
it doesn't it's matter. Just, they're guys. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's a tough one.
By the way, thanks, Jeff Anderson. I got too many kicks to the head. Look at this face, buddy. Undefeated, 10-0. You see any of nose broken? Look at the size of my nose. If I was got punched in the face, this nose would be crooked.
His nose is very, very straight from this angle, just so you guys know.
I'm the best-looking ex-fighter you've ever seen.
From the neck up.
Yes. At this point. Yeah. Chin down. Chin down. Yeah. They other racers have said it's not fair to force females to compete against them. It's not. You know what I mean? There's a MMA fighter who's a guy who now identifies as a woman. Older, though. I don't know. But, you know, it's not fair.
No, yeah, you gotta...
In high school, I don't think it's fair at all. As adults, like, you have a little bit of a choice. Like, with MMA, you have the choice. And some women would say that they would be fine with...
If they went with the whole transitioning?
Mm-hmm.
If they went through it and got... And they cut it off and did that, and fine. Great.
Although, even then, doesn't the muscle mass...
I think
because, like, men have more... The ability to have more muscle per pound than women's
version of that. Exactly. So basically, if you're an athlete nowadays and you want to cheat, here's what you do. If you're a dude, if you want to be pole vaulting, okay, whatever your sport is, if you want to do it, all you got to do is I identify. I could do this if I was younger. I could say, I identify as a woman. You know what? I'm going to box. I'm going to be a kickboxer. And you know what I mean, and fight.
But then you're like ending up like beating the shit out of women.
Well, fuck, a lot of probably deserve
like
it.
Maybe that's where Floyd Mayweather went wrong. If he just self-identified as a woman, all that domestic abuse wouldn't be an issue.
Exactly.
Oh boy.
Hey, you could just say that. Hey, and Andy Kaufman, God bless the guy. You know, he wrestled women. He was big for that, right? Remember, he said, "No woman can. You're a woman. I'm a guy. I'm not a professional wrestler. You can't beat me."
Here's the other thing, though. It evens it out, though, because, like, yeah, you're beating the women if you change to compete with the women,
right?
But now you're in the women's division, so you're earning a tenth of what you would have been earning in the professional level.
Yeah, you got to think about that.
So karma comes back in a way.
Yeah, well, that's
although
what
it still sucks for the women.
Yeah,
it does. I mean, yeah, because they just got the shit kicked out of them, and now they have nothing to show
or
for
sort
it.
Of dude.
I mean, yeah, that's a really, really tough one.
It's not that tough. Why can't they have their own division? Why not do that?
Should be
I
a
feel like that would be
division.
Separate but equal.
Now, everything these kids win in high school should have an asterisk next to it. By the way, the other competitors say, quote, "We all know the outcome of the race before it even starts."
That's so disheartening.
It's demoralizing, she said. I fully support and am happy for these athletes for being true to themselves. They should have the right to express themselves in school, but athletics have always had extra rules to keep the competition fair.
Yeah.
Well, they said that way more intelligently than we just did.
Right.
Yes.
Yes. I like to summarize every once in a while. you can't do it. I mean, it's a high school girl and she looks like Serena Williams.
Oof.
Miller, let's see here.
I mean, it's taken Serena Williams a long time to look like Serena Williams, so.
All her ex-boyfriends look like ex-MMA fighters.
She had to give birth
fighters,
to
so.
A child for people to believe she was a woman.
Yeah. What? They had a camera in there for that.
Oh, boy.
I was at a party.
Is that the same camera that caught Robert Kraft?
It probably was. That camera scene. If I could see what that camera scene. I met Serena, I was at a party in Miami, and she was on the couch, and she was there, and she was single at the time, or we thought we were. She wasn't. So the guy says, I wonder if she's here with her boyfriend, you know? And like, how do you know who's her boyfriend? I said, it's probably the guy with the cauliflower ears. Yeah, you go down on her, you come up, hey, you're an MMA fighter? No, I'm just Serena Williams' boyfriend.
She married the doofiest looking white dude ever. It's great.
Yeah.
He's like this skinny nerd who like was one of the Reddit founders or something.
Oh, that's
amazing. Yeah. He's got money and she can kick his ass. Would you feel more comfortable if you can kick the guy's ass you're with?
No.
No? You'd want to be protected, right? Wouldn't that be your first thought, maybe?
Yeah. I.
Is that sexist for a woman to think? Is it for a woman to say, hey, like, I want a man to be a protectorate to me? Is
I,
that,
I don't think so, because, I mean, biologically, women are like, or not even like necessarily biologically, but just societally, we're bred to be protected,
mm-hmm.
you know, from, you know, medieval times, all of that. Like, that's probably sexist that it's been that way. However, you know, like, at the very base of it, like, we're, men are hunters, women are gatherers.
Right.
You know, this is why we know, you know.
Are you a hunter? Are you a hunter, Ben?
I hunt.
You hunt? Yeah. By the way, how's work go? You're in New York. Where, you know, what do you, I mean, how has shows? Where are you primarily performing at?
Most of the clubs in the city. Yeah. Yeah, I'm on stage 6 out of 7 nights a week.
Oh. How many shows?
It's down now. It's only like 10 or 12 a week.
Because of the baby?
Yeah, that and politics, but yeah.
Yeah. What, the Trump's affecting your stage time?
No, no. So, you know, it's just one's baby, but two is like, you know, sometimes you're doing 15, 18 shows a week. Sometimes right. It's like 10 or 12.
I tell you, last time I was there, I was so happy. I was there, I don't know, it was like Tuesday to Saturday, whatever it was. And I did like, I don't know, like ridiculous amount, like 20 shows. It was ridiculous.
Yeah.
But I loved it. And I even missed a show. I got caught up meeting Steve Marshall at a diner.
Oh, well, yeah. If you see Steve, then...
Yeah, and I was supposed to meet him, and I forgot I had a spot at Broadway Comedy Club upstairs, an 11:30 show, and I did Greenwich, and then I go and meet him, and I go, oh, fuck, I had a spot. I could have been at a spot right now. And even hung out with, what's his name, Barry Ribbs.
Ribbs.
You know, that guy. God bless that guy. We were friends, right, and everything. And I don't care if I call... Everybody knows. He's a funny dude. He's a guy. He does a lot of urban shows.
Yes.
And we had this thing. I don't know. We were buddies. He saw me. I was walking by. I was left the Greenwich Village, and I walked by the Underground there, you know. And then Trophy Comic. What's her name? Trophy Comic on Instagram. I forgot her name. Anyway, she walks out. Dougie. And then Barry Ribbs, Dougie, in front of the guy. Who the fuck is this guy? I said, yeah, can I get a spot now in the cellar? You know what I mean? But so they come. So he ends up walking with me. We go have diner and everything. We have fun. And he asked me about getting him a spot on a show. I said, well, what show? He's like, I don't know. And I said, dude, he wanted me to do it. I said, what do you want me to book it for you? You know what I mean? He was like asking for a favor. And he unfriended me because I fucking said, hey, dude, what do you want me to do? Book it for you? He unfriended me because I got a little, you know. If you say to me, if I say, Ben, I know you know so-and-so who books that room. Would you mind putting in a good word?
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
You know what I mean? I'm not going to say, hey, did you talk? Did you talk? You know what I mean? I'm not going to be like that. I'm hoping
you're
going to
do it or not.
Yeah.
But... Yeah.
I'm not going to be an ass or pest.
Oh, he kept bugging you about
it. No, but it was just like, but he like, okay, I talked to the person, and the person said, well, I know this person, I know Barry and this and that, I'll reach out, but it's not, there's no paid spots, it's just, you know, and then it was like, oh, what shows does he want to book me on? I was like, dude, I've done what I've done, you know, you.
Yeah, you did your thing.
Yeah.
You try to help you, yeah.
That's all. It's just nuts. We were talking about this before the show. Question for you, Ben. Does comedy owe you anything?
Huh, that's a good one. No.
You sound a little unsure
there. The answer is no, but you like to think in life overall, if you put in enough work and you do the right things, the outcome is above a certain level, whatever, however you define that.
I said this, I posted it, it's a joke now, but I said, you know, somebody asked me, what's the 10-year rule in comedy, you know, about that? And I go, look, if you're not funny in 10 years, you could have been a doctor by now. That you like, it's a lot of time dedicated to something.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I met a kid today when I was filming this short film we did this weekend, and he used to do comedy in a certain part of a certain town. He says, and he says, you know, there's people, I go to these open mics, they're doing the same act over 3 or 4 years. They're doing the same fucking material. That happens a lot in Florida. It doesn't happen as much in New York, I'm guessing.
I mean, there's some people, but yeah. I mean, I turn it over. probably more than I should, if anything.
Yeah, yeah, because sometimes you could throw away something. We were talking about this too. I've gone back into the book and pulled stuff out, and then redid it as a more seasoned person. You know what I mean? With
sure.
A little more vigor, a little more interest and imagination, and put it out there.
Yeah, but like once I get it on an album, I like to write new shit.
Yeah,
because I'm not a good enough performer to make a 5-year-old bit feel like it happened yesterday.
Yeah.
So it's easier for me to write a thing that happened yesterday and make that funny in a week or two.
That's pretty funny. Good, actually.
Some of me and some of the other comics in the area, we were just talking earlier today, actually, about, you know, going back and reworking some of the stuff from like 6 months ago, a year ago. I don't know. A lot of comics do it. A lot of the older ones, like, for example, Joan Rivers, she had every single joke she had ever written, like, in a file cabinet.
Oh, yeah.
There's also a difference between going back and reworking something that doesn't work or didn't work that well that you gave up on versus, no, this was killing for a year or two, but I'm not really going to do it anymore.
Yeah, retiring. Well, I'm at that.
I'll bring them back if it's, like, if it's a college and it's clean for an hour.
Yeah.
They don't want to hear about my, you know, if I have 30 new minutes on baby and pregnancy stuff, I'm not going to do that in a college. I'm not an asshole.
Yeah.
So I'm going to, like, you know, I'm going to go look up that other Russian dad fighting joke that I have and remember how it goes.
Right.
Although I don't want to.
You do much colleges?
A few a year. Not as many as I would. I like to do more, actually. Everyone else hates colleges. I want to do more.
Yeah. I keep talking about the corporate stuff because that's what gave me the bug. I was a spokesman for a large insurance company. And I would do these seminars, basically, and presentations. You know what I mean? And it's like
throwing a little humor.
Yeah, retirement planning seminar. Uh-huh. You know, you don't want to be driving a Ford Focus.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, or taking the city bus when you're 75.
Yeah, I've done corporate training where you like teach them how to use some new computer software.
Yeah,
and because they expect no humor there.
Yeah,
even if you throw in like the corniest worst shit, you start like murdering.
Yeah,
and they think you're amazing. It's,
yeah. Exactly. But it's still what you got to feel good at. Like, I'm so sick of corporate. Like, I hate wearing a suit. You know what I mean? A tie. You know what I mean? I just don't. Not that you have to wear that shit.
You can wear a shirt and you don't have to wear the tie.
Yeah. I mean, you want to. If I'm doing a college gig, I'm going to look nice. I'm not going to go, you know, fuck a T-shirt. Hey, by the way, it's that time of day. I'm just saying.
And now for your dining and dancing pleasure, some international and domestic news you may or may not believe. It's Straight from the Headlines with Dougie Almeida.
Thank you, Peter. It's time for Straight from the Headlines, where we talk about things from here and around the world and make fun of them.
Yay.
Because there's plenty to laugh at in the news. You do much topical humor? You talk about stuff that happened to you during the day.
I do podcasts where I can riff on the news without reading them. Is that what you mean? Or do you mean in the act?
The act.
I try to keep it so that if I know it's not going to be in the news in a week, like it's, I can write those jokes, but like it's pointless in a way.
Yeah.
If it at least like lasts for 6 months, if it's like a more general trend.
Something that has little legs.
Yeah.
Well, how about this story? A burglar crashes his car into Oklahoma adult novelty store. Police in Tulsa, Oklahoma are searching for a man who crashed his car into the glass of an adult novelty shop, you know, where they sell dildos. They ran inside and stole lingerie and sex toys.
Your plug could be here.
Police say the heist at a Hustler Hollywood happened around 3 a.m. on Monday when the store was closed. It was captured on video, much like Robert Kraft. Employees discovered the damage later on Monday morning when they said, "Where did all the dildos go?"
Whose ass did they go up this time?
I like how the intro to this segment is international news. Some redneck crashed into a dildo shop.
Yeah. There's 20 years in jail for some dildos and lingerie. Police officer Gene Pierce tells into Tulsa News that authorities believe the man must have been horny. The news store's layout because he ran directly to one section to steal the items, which are valued about $300 to $400. Boy.
Magic wands? What's he stealing?
I hope that wasn't his car.
Flashlights?
By the way.
Well, I'm trying to figure out what costs more than $100 in a dildo store.
Well, if he gets three or four of them.
No, but it's each. It sounded like.
Was it the total? Like if you ran
your car. Oh, total. Yeah, no. You could get $400 worth of items. Sure.
Yeah.
But
they said items. $304 worth of items.
Oh, total items. Yeah.
That
okay.
is so not worth crashing
Listen,
your
if
car into
if the
store.
The damage you do getting in there costs 10 times more than the fucking steal. That's just selfish.
That kind of reminds me. I forget what game show it was, like the late 80s or 90s, where it was like in the shopping in a grocery store,
right.
And you have like 2 minutes of throwing all the items.
Oh yeah,
and whichever team gets more, the prices more, wins the grocery store.
Yeah.
That's what this feels like.
Yeah, have you ever had that? They used to raffle those off, like a 3-minute like you go to like a grocery store.
Yeah. It was televised. It wasn't just a raffle.
No. But no,
there was an actual game show like this.
But that's the game show was based on what they'd have these like Publix one time had this thing where we won. I won in a soccer raffle. We won like a 90, I can't remember the amount of time, 2-minute, 3-minute, whatever it is, to go run to the store and put everything in the cart and it's yours.
This is the real Hunger Games.
Yes. So I did, and I got, everybody told me the time, I ran straight for the meat department.
Yeah, you got to know where the high value items are.
I'm not going to get breakfast cereal.
No, you throw in the $100 filet mignon things that are 10 pounds
I went
each.
And grabbed the prosciutto. Right?
Right.
I went and grabbed all the like with the meat, the fucking ribeye, sirloin, boom.
The fancy cheeses.
Look, yeah, I just loaded that cart. Got heavy as shit.
So,
you know?
You won.
The other guy had potato chips, fucking pancake mix. What are you doing,
He's
idiot?
Just making a sad bachelor's checkout.
Right?
I wonder who told him to get that shit. No, I had people schooling me. Dude, go straight to the meat counter. You know, just get all the meat.
I don't know. Like, he couldn't have even just gone for, like, straight for, like, the sex swings and, like, those weird pillows.
Or at least one of these dolls,
like.
Right? The fake doll. I mean, you steal a $10,000 sex doll.
Jesus.
I have a feeling that Tulsa, Oklahoma doesn't sell the $10,000 sex doll.
They're not a big seller over there?
No. I would.
I mean, they might have one in stock, though.
Yeah. And you know, but you know somebody on the staff is banging it.
It's like customizable, like Mrs. Potato Head.
That sex doll.
They're not banging it. They're test driving it.
Yes.
They're doing a demo so they can explain to the customers
vehicle.
How it works.
Yeah. I get to drive this around, and then you can have it. That's why it's 20% off. It's got my juice in it.
Ew.
That's just
you gotta drain that like a can of tuna.
Yeah, I mean these things. Can you imagine the sex doll? You gotta take it in to get a Jiffy Lube.
I didn't sit in 2 hours of traffic for these semen jokes.
All right, we'll change it up.
Yes, you did.
Yes, I did.
Well, last
thing on that. Like, what I just imagine is he's driving away. His car's the car music's bouncing hard, banging hard.
Yeah.
And the whole car's vibrating, and you don't know if it's from the music going hard or the vibrators.
Yeah, he's got them all still in there.
Oh, boy.
Hey, buddy, you got to get your alignment done. you better get your wheels balanced. No, I got a truckload of fucking dildos in my trunk. All right, let's change it up. Story here. Home investor finds staircase booby-trapped with a knife. There's a guy. I have my house booby-trapped.
Don't you need more than one knife for it to be a booby trap?
That
just sounds like someone dropped a knife on the stairs.
Yeah.
No. This seems a little more. I'll be honest with you. I haven't read the story because I like to be as surprised as you are.
Yeah. No, you got to keep it in the moment. I respect that.
I like to improv the moment.
Yeah. No.
You know what I mean?
I'm on board.
Maybe it's like a Home Alone thing where there was a rope involved too.
Macaulay
like Culkin they open the door
here?
And the knife comes like swinging at you.
I just see like the way that headline is written though. I just picture like. Some dude
there's
stares.
There's like a butter knife.
There's just a butter knife sitting there. I got booby trap. Call the cops.
Yeah, that is like the Temple of Doom.
This seems like a really dramatic headline.
In Philadelphia, a Philadelphia real estate investor says a home he was scoping out came with an unadvertised surprise, a stairway booby trapped with a swinging knife.
Oh, who called it? Who called it?
That was my nickname in high school, by the way, the swinging knife.
Oh, I thought it was booby trap.
No, that's where I spent about $20,000 one year.
Mine was unadvertised surprise.
Akrem Usler says he and his team were looking for a new name to call themselves, because who named them? Akrem Usler.
That sounds like that Korean phrase you're just teaching us.
Kamsahamnida?
Yeah. Kamsahamnida and Akrem Usler.
That's how you finish it off.
Actually, Akrem Usler says, get the fuck out of here. You need more money. Yeah, you give bad tips. Don't give bad tips at the strip. By the way, if it's $80, at least give. If it's a good one, $40 is a good tip. You're good. Don't give them $10.
The only thing I heard about happy ending places. A friend of mine was describing one. He was addicted in New York.
It sounds like me.
I get it. But he said the way they ask is like they do the massage and they ask, "Have you been here before?"
Yes.
And that's the code word for "Do you want a hand job or not?"
Yeah, that's usually a good one.
Which I guess is like the Republican senators tapping their foot in the bathroom, like the same kind of.
You mean
Senator Craig?
Yeah.
Craig. The guy. That was a long time ago, by the way, but it's not.
I like to keep my references current.
Yeah, it was a while back. No, yeah, that's a question. Or they usually ask, what do you do? You know, are you a cop?
<laughs> You know? Oh, is that what that?
<laughs> Yeah.
Okay.
Especially when you look like me, or, you know, you look like a cop. Or like Mike Vecchione couldn't go to a...
Right, yes.
He couldn't go to a... They never jerk him off. He looks, you cop. No, I'm not. I'm a comic. Yeah, say joke.
And then they play his Tonight Show where he says he looks like a cop. They don't understand English. They just hear cop, cop, cop.
Yes, you say you cop on Tonight Show. That's funny. It says here that he stopped his construction manager from heading up the stairs and recorded video as they pulled the staircase line with a spare rod. Pulling the line triggered a fast-moving downward swing crutch from above the staircase. Tapped to the end of a crutch was a large knife pointing right to where the person's head would be. Well, that's a gutsy move, trying to stab somebody in the head.
With a crutch.
Yes. While you're trying to sell the place.
Yeah. I don't know why I hadn't sold yet.
This sounds like something, like, this is definitely a crackhead. Like.
My guess is this is a husband and wife acrimonious divorce.
Yes.
Ooh.
One of them doesn't even know he ever put it for sale and just trying to take that the spouse out.
Honey, that's okay. You can have the house.
Yeah. Slice, boom.
Yeah. As long as you give it a good inspection before you fucking sell it. Usilier says he's never encountered such a thing.
That's the most obvious quote.
Wait a minute. There was that day when I walked into the basement and a boulder rolled out of there and almost killed me as it rolled down the stairs. And I had to run for my life.
And oh, then boy. I changed my name from Crash Bandicoot.
Yeah. Next story. Naked man saved after fire started in brothel.
I thought you said next door. No. Like they're swinging crutches and naked men.
It sounds like a party block.
That's
let's
a nice
move
neighborhood.
There.
I bet there's plenty of Asian massage parlors in that neighborhood.
And no traffic.
Naked man saved after fire started in brothel above Simply Delicious takeaway food place. A man wearing his birthday suit had to be rescued from a roof after a fire broke out in a suspected brothel. Boy, there's a lot of hot fucking going on in there.
Jesus.
Firefighters got something of an eyeful when they went to help the man who was clinging to his final scraps of dignity after climbing through the window.
The firefighters used their hose to save his hose.
Clinging to his final scraps of dignity is a weird way to say covering his dick.
Mm-hmm. That would be a great album title, though. Final Scraps of Dignity.
Yeah, that's great. After climbing through the window to escape the blaze in North Endon, Greater Manchester. This is across the pond, by the way. He had been in an adult health club, as they call it.
They really call it that?
Yes.
An adult health club.
Yeah, that's like when you used to go to strip clubs. They used to be called steakhouses.
Oh, gentlemen's club. Okay.
Gentlemen's club and steakhouse. He had been in the adult health club, Ladybirds, above the Simply Delicious takeaway place.
Ladybirds?
It's described as a bourgeois parlor. With a welcoming and discreet atmosphere.
Oh, boy.
Its website states, we are the height of class and sophistication.
Except when we catch fire and then our patrons are butt-ass naked on a roof.
And everybody at work gets to see you get pulled out of a fucking brothel because it's on fire.
While clinging to your final scraps of dignity.
But this is just like I said about it. Everybody who says, I'm not going to that fucking Asian massage parlor. You know what I mean? I've been to some there's been, because he's in a house of ill repute.
And he's not in a house of ill repute. It's an adult health club.
That's a difference. It's therapeutic? Is that what we're saying? There's some benefit
there's
here?
There's health benefits. Because if you don't release at least 5 times a week, you're more likely to develop prostate cancer.
That's right. It does help the prostate.
So they were just helping his...
They're medical manipulators.
I was literally just going to bring that up, and then I realized, oh, wait a minute, that's your bit, because I was watching some of your videos to, you know.
The what? The bit? That?
Yeah.
That fact goes in a bit, but I didn't do any punchline, so it's not cheating.
Oh, I got you. Okay. Well, I do a bit about that. It's a bit about how it helps out the immune system. Yeah.
You call me a hack?
I'm calling you a thief. Get the fuck. No, I mean, listen, we're talking about jerking off. Who doesn't have parallel thought with that subject? You know what I mean?
Mine relies on science, okay?
Does it? Well, mine does too.
I read the medical journal.
Yes.
I'm just more relaxed if I do it 5 times a day, so.
Really?
It was a week.
What number are you at right now?
Today?
Yeah.
I will not answer 3.
Are they quick? Are they quick? Are they?
Oh, no.
I don't want to call you like a minute woman. I'm just saying, are they like, hey, I got to get this over with?
Are you able to get to work on time is
yes.
what Dougie's trying to ask.
I work at night, so yeah.
Yeah, all day. A spokesman said the police were called shortly after 3 p.m. on Tuesday on February 19th to report.
Wait. Hold on. Sorry.
I have to
a
get off.
A brothel at 3 p.m. on Tuesday. Catch fire.
I think somebody should have been at work that day. Can you imagine this guy's wife? I thought you were working. What were you doing in that place?
I had a doctor's appointment. Yes.
At the adult
it was time for my release.
It was time to pick up the kids.
I went to go see that guy, Ben Rosenfeld, and he said I got to jerk off or get unlewd myself every once in a while.
3 p.m. on a Tuesday. That's
when I got to do it, mate.
That's a sad. I mean, look, here's the good part about 3 p.m. on a Tuesday. You're the first customer that day, probably.
Yeah.
So you get the goods fresh, I guess. Let's try to be positive. Yeah.
You hope they wash their hands. You don't mind them not
I don't think they
those.
Use hands in an adult health club. I think they skip right past
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they might use some sort of, I don't know, Prel. That's actually soap, or what do you call it, shampoo. He was taken to the hospital, and firefighters, after laughing, confirmed ladybirds.
I like that they specified after laughing.
Well, I just threw
what
it
else
in.
Are you? Oh,
that's what I do. I manipulate a little bit. Did I say manipulate? I'm still.
Are the news being manipulated? Wait a
being
minute.
Manipulated.
This
my
is
mind.
Something I've never heard about in the last 3 years.
Confirmed, ladybirds has already reopened for business. Fuck the fire.
Thank
people
God.
Need to get laid.
I was worried for a minute there.
Right. This here's, neighborhood's about to be filled yeah. with a bunch of dads with prostate
hey,
cancer.
Did you hear the health store? What do they call that?
The health spa.
The health spa. The male health spa.
Now, what was the store downstairs? Tasty Delights?
Yeah,
what they call
Tasty
it?
Delights.
Like Simply Delicious or
Simply
something.
Simply Delicious.
Simply Delicious. You can go in there and get some food. You know, right below wherever there's more semen being thrown around.
Wow, yeah, that does not seem...
They sell some pineapple. You eat the pineapple, then you go upstairs.
There
is
you
that
go.
The,
now you're
the
getting medical.
Food?
You're getting medical again. I like that.
Yes.
What's up, Angelo? Man punches his lawyer in the face seconds after being jailed for pistol whipping his girlfriend.
All right, so...
I don't think we need any details on that one.
That story makes sense.
It's pretty straightforward.
Self-explanatory, right?
Yeah, he's pattern of behavior. They took away his pistol. Same motion.
Man
yeah.
punched his own lawyer after a judge sentenced him to 45 years in prison. David Chislin.
The ironic thing is in prison, he's getting pistol whipped in a different way.
Yeah, he's going to be whipped with something. He had just been jailed for pistol whipping his girlfriend. It's setting his apartment complex on fire, which is
what?
Oddly enough, just below
that was
the Simple Delicious.
That didn't make the headline.
You got to be naked to get this story.
After wait, was the fire part of it or no?
Where was I?
Or did you make
were
that
you
up?
Just lying
no, that was, no, that
the,
was
the real podcast should be which of this news yeah. item is real and what did Dougie bullshit?
Yeah, what part of it is embellished? Yeah, after the sentence, he ran a book, say 40 days lawyer. Wait, okay.
Was there a fire?
He set his own apartment complex on fire.
Okay, I was going to say, I don't think pistol whipping someone is a 45-year sentence.
Yeah.
Well, then
that's
arson.
That's like a year or two.
Arson and trying to kill somebody in there. After the sentence he had been read out, the 42-year-old hit his lawyer in the face, Aaron Brockler, who's got to be the worst lawyer on earth, in the face with both of his handcuffed fists.
Oh, so he did like
he
a...
He did like a... Yeah, that's a...
Yeah, he did a
motion.
He did a double-handed backhand. Both men fell on the floor, and police deputies, after finishing laughing, jumped on Chilston to restrain him. A witness told the site, Chilston also bit Mr. Brockler's leg before the lawyer was dragged away.
Oh, boy. He sounds like a dog, not a...
Yeah.
Jesus.
Where
okay.
was this?
This was in...
Florida?
Nope.
This is not
Cleveland,
weird
Ohio.
Enough for Florida.
Not weird enough.
This is not. That's not.
By the way, I always wanted to do a news segment called Florida or Russia,
right?
Where you read or show some crazy thing that happened in the news, and you have to guess where it was.
By the way, the attorney was not really taking. He wasn't a fake. He goes, it was pretty fun. He said
it was a fun little
Mr. Brockler, who stained a small cut on his face, said much like Jussie Smollett. One witness, a lawyer who was in the courtroom waiting for a different trial to begin, described the attack as pretty heinously violent.
That's a tongue twister.
It is. It's
pretty
like, who the fuck says that?
You got
heinously violent.
Pretty heinously violent.
All right,
yes.
You're better than us. We get it.
Yeah,
we're willing
to hear me roar.
All right, okay. Princeton Pete over there.
Margaret. He was sentenced to 24 charges, including multiple counts of aggravated arson and felonious assault.
Felonious assault, that sounds like
somebody's getting blown.
Or at least like a jazz band's about to break
out. It really sounds like a jazz band, actually.
Yeah, exactly, right? It's like criminal mischief. It means you committed a fucking, something with a wand.
Isn't there actually a jazz musician with
Felonious
that name?
Monk.
Yeah.
That's the one.
He's a bevy of information, this guy. Got to have him on the show more often. He then set fire to the building during hours standoff with police. It says here that he pistol whipped his girlfriend back in 2017 and threatened to kill her after she accused him of sexually abusing her. Well, why would you say that? Her 15-year-old daughter.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh. This is going to take a darker turn.
Yeah, this guy needs to go. See, this is the guy from my Dougie room. I mentioned the Dougie room on the show.
The Dougie room,
room is like the Roach Motel. Once somebody is deemed either violent and not worthy of any being around humans, or somebody who's even to the point where somebody's just sucking life from everything around them and not adding anything, the Dougie room. A little Thanos, a little bit of a master, like.
But what would you want? Would you want the Dougie room to be named Dougie? Isn't that like bad PR and association?
I don't have a problem with it. Yeah. I mean, you know what? If after a while when people start, because what happened after you start putting all these fucking people in the Dougie room?
If like this is where pedophiles go to die.
Yeah, no, they're gone.
But then you'd start calling pedophiles Dougies pretty soon.
No, they
would.
Only you would. You would try to do that to me. No, that would not happen. What would happen was I would just say they'd go into the Dougie room, and here's what happens. After a while, it may take a decade or two, people would go, hey, you know what? There's not that many assholes around. I'm actually... You know what I mean? This is a pretty cool place to be.
We've weeded out.
You know
out.
What I mean? It's all thanks to the Dougie room.
I like the idea. I just don't like the name and branding of it. To me, the Dougie room sounds like the back room of some massage parlor where you get a hand job.
That's right. Well, that's the thing. You know. Oh, by the
way. They have a golden plaque on the door because he's the best client.
It's like I donated money to a college.
That's
By the way, I didn't say this earlier. I was trying to remember. We were talking about this. Another little inside secret for the Asian massage parlors. Some of the names of the girls.
Are they not their real names? I'm shocked.
No, they're not real names. And for example, you may find yourself with a woman named Hannah. It's a nice woman's name, Hannah, right?
Okay.
You know what Hannah is in Korean?
I'm a man?
I'm number one.
Oh, as in most.
No. Like number one girl. Like meaning... I don't know how they rate the ranking system.
Like, this is the bottom bitch of the,
yeah,
the
Hannah,
massage parlor.
If you count to 10 in Korean, it's Hannah, do, se, net, das, it, yos. And Hannah's number one. So she's the main girl. So if you're sitting there and she says, oh, my name is Hannah, close your eyes, fellas, and say Godzilla, because that's the code word. Here's a story.
I'm just going to let that slide.
Police walking drunk pensioner find huge cannabis farm in her loft.
Wait a minute, what?
I don't know what pensioner is, I guess.
Someone who's retired.
Yeah.
They don't have... Yeah.
This is over in Britain, right?
Could be. A couple of pensioners were arrested after a huge cannabis farm was discovered in their loft by accident. Police were helping the woman, 65, into her house because she was so drunk that people called for her fear of her own welfare. When they got there, I guess this is England, the Bubbies...
Yep,
the Bubby
okay,
showed
yeah,
up.
Yeah, pensioners.
When they got in the house in Hecton, Newcastle.
Newcastle's.
They noticed the distinct aroma of weed, otherwise known as marijuana. What gives off such a smell? What's that smell? Oh, smell something. You smell something there, Bert. Oh, it smelled like weed. They found that it wasn't just someone having a crafty joint, but a large stash of 54 plants. Growing and equipment stashed in their loft.
How many pounds does 54 pounds
I was just going to try and do that math
in my
head.
Is that like 200 pounds? It's a lot, right?
I mean, it has to be.
Yeah, it says here, let's see.
I would Google it, but then I think the FBI will show up.
Yeah, now you're on a list.
Yeah.
It's a lot. So, at least she's keeping busy. She wouldn't go into the Dougie room. I wouldn't put something like that in the Dougie room. She's actually creating something.
She's creating value for
Yeah,
the
there's
She's,
somebody getting high.
She knows how to party, okay? She
yeah,
was
she
wasted
fun.
Off her ass.
Yes.
She's got weed in her place. She's a cool person to hang out with.
That's
just
right.
Not when the FBI is around. And apparently you got a babysitter a little.
Yeah. And so we don't talk that much about weed. Let's talk about DUI and drinking. California man accused of DUI drove car with anti-DUI sign on it. A drunk driving arrest in California took a surprising turn when it emerged that the suspect was driving a car that warned against drunk driving.
He's got like a mad sticker on there.
Yeah, it's got a fucking thing on the top like a Domino's pizza
he's
guy.
The Dexter of drunk driving.
Yes. The driver had been weaving across lanes on Interstate 80 around 4 a.m. on Sunday, according to the California Highway Patrol. And then the advertisement on the top of the vehicle from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration read, quote, "I should probably get a ride home," with probably crossed off. It also said, "Buzz driving is drunk driving."
Wow. All right, cool.
And on the back, somebody wrote, "Nancy's a whore." Ironic for someone driving drunk with a sign encouraging them to drink. The unnamed driver's blood alcohol limit was past the limit. Officer Herman Baza told the news that that the Highway Safety Administration pays people to display the anti-drunk signs. Is that like, you know, so they pay people? That's what I was wondering. Is that a cab?
I was going to
so
say, they, yeah. Kind of
here's
like
what's ironic. They paid him money to display the sign. He used that money to buy booze to then drive drunk. Had they not paid him, he couldn't have afforded the booze.
This is like the
facts I made up that I like.
This is like Ollie North and the fucking guns and shit and Sandinistas. So there's like a triangle here. We'll give you money for that. You buy the booze. And we'll get the liquor stores to buy FOP stickers.
And then
stickers.
We'll call the journalists so they report on it and other people don't drive drunk.
And we continue the cycle and make it like a value. There you go. See what a show we had here on the Wake Up Late with Dougie Show today. I want to thank my guest, Ben Rosenfeld, for being
here. That was quick. We're done.
Yeah.
And I even rant about my fucking rental car.
No?
No. I forgot about that, but then I remembered. But then I wanted you to finish the news. We're done now. It's fine.
All right. It's good. And, of course, my co-host, Brianna.
Thank you again for having me.
There you go. And what do you got coming up? Anything coming up?
I got a bunch of gigs in Florida. Where we are, right?
Yeah.
Where I don't know where any of these are or what they are. I know I'm headlining one. Yeah, I should start with that one.
Let's do the headlining one.
Headlining Wednesday, February 27th, Deerfield Beach, Florida. Is that around here? I don't know where I am.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have to sit in traffic again. Great.
If you're coming from Miami, I wouldn't leave at 5 a.m.
I'm leaving now. Yeah. I just live here until Wednesday.
Yeah.
Jaybird's Muddy Waters
in
Deerfield Beach, Florida, 8 o'clock, and my wife's featuring. So
nice. Out. Yeah, I was there. I was there last month. I headlined that room. Yeah,
and I did the contest to try and get on that show with you.
Yes, and I'll tell you this: there's a Asian massage parlor 3 doors down. I am not kidding you. It's called Seventh Heaven Salon, and one of my friends owns that.
I mean. I would think if you give hand jobs in a massage parlor, you would be more discreet than calling it Seventh Heaven Salon.
Yeah. Well, I don't know.
I mean, you might as well call it 2 and 2 together.
Why don't you just call it Third Base Massage Salon? Yeah. Like,
ain't getting any come here salon. One way or the other. All right, cool. Yeah, go to that. Sad Man Productions, the guy who runs that. And,
other shows, Fort Lauderdale, Thursday, February 28th. Kelly Brothers.
Kelly Brothers in Fort Lauderdale. On Oakland Park, Fazel Malik's room.
9 p.m. Miami. Renee's the spot. That's still Thursday.
Yeah, Wynwood, Miami.
Oh, that's Wynwood. Very nice.
Wherever Freddie Stevens has a show on Thursday.
Oh, Taurus. Yeah, you're going to go be a Taurus with my boy. Hey, it's a fun.
That one, too. Yeah. I got a, so 8, 9, then 10. And tonight, if I make it back in time, which is questionable,
no, you'd be good this time.
Red Bar Brickell?
Yeah. I don't know. Manny Garavito's
Brickell.
Yeah. Brickell.
Brickell
is Brickell and the Bohemians.
It sounds more classy.
Tomato, tomato. You got it.
Brickell just sounds sad.
It is a classy area.
Yeah, it's a fun area. You have fun. It's a fun room.
Brickell just makes me think of Heath Bar.
Gotta talk about food. by the way, this Wednesday through Saturday, I'll be at Bassani's in Port Charlotte, Florida, opening for the very funny Mike Marino. So if you're in the southwest Florida part of town, come out and see me there. The week after, so the first week of March, I'm going to be in Oklahoma City at the Looney Bin, and then in Little Rock the week after that. Go to DougieAlmeida.com for more dates. Also, go to Dougie Dangerous on Instagram and on Twitter and follow me, and post a photo of your last experience at an Asian massage parlor.
I'm pretty sure
the aftermath.
I haven't been, but I'm pretty sure you're not allowed to take photos there.
No, well, I thought Asian people.
I mean,
photos.
They give you a chance to get dressed, so.
Yes, and you could, and if you get a table shower, get the table shower. It's always good. And you got to say it's on a bucket list for most people. And that's it. And then go to, like I said, do this. So follow the show.
Oh, wait a minute.
I'm still plugging the show. Go to Wake Up Dougie at Twitter for our podcast, and go to our podcast site, Wake Up Late with Dougie Show at Podbean. Donate, patron. Donate $1 a month, $2 a month. We appreciate it. Yes, my dear.
Okay, so I don't have any shows coming up, but I do want to give a plug to my girl, Jackie Sanchez. She's going to be at the West Palm Beach Improv opening for Chad Daniels on Wednesday.
Your girl and our co-host on the show.
Yes, yes.
That is the nicest thing I've ever seen a comedian do is plug someone else's stuff.
Yes, well.
Yeah, no, she's amazing. She's going fire. Places.
Very funny young comic.
Which reminds me to plug my website, bigbencomedy.com.
Yes. Well, thanks, guys, for listening. There's no show on Thursday. I'm going to be in. I might go on our Facebook page, which is that Wake Up Late with Dougie Show fan page. Me and Mike Marino will probably chat for a bit, and I'll probably just get my iPad, turn it to us, and we'll have fun and do it that way. So if you want a special show, go to our site, fan page on Facebook, and like us, okay? Thanks for watching, guys. Take care. God bless. And we'll be back right here at the same spot next time.
People on the earth, can you hear me? Came a voice from the sky on a magical night. And in the colors of a thousand sunsets, they travel to the world on a silvery light. The people of the earth stood waiting, watching as the ships came one by one. Setting fire to the sky as they landed, carrying to the world children of the sun. Children of the sun. All at once came a sound from inside. They were beaming light hit the ground.